Scandinavian scientists digging in a riverbed in the Arctic Circle have uncovered evidence of human life dating back 30,000 years. This opens the possibility that people were thriving in the Arctic climate thousands of years earlier than previously thought. NPR's Allison Aubrey reports.
It's remote. The local population is sparse, just some Russian coal miners, and until a few weeks ago, a team of Norwegian anthropologists and geologists. But they've already packed up for the season. Back in his cozy office at the University of Bergen, the project's chief scientist, Jan Mangerud, says the region is not a place he'd want to spend the next few months.
It's extremely cold in winter, and 40,000 years ago, it was probably even colder.
With more drastic temperature fluctuations, it was the middle of an ice age. As crazy as it sounds, this is when hunters roaming the area decided to settle in and call the place home. Mangerud and his team have just excavated some of what they left behind. There are stone tools used for cutting and scraping. There's a large mammoth tusk with symmetrical carvings or incisions, probably used for hunting. Radiocarbon dating suggests they're 36,000 years old. A huge surprise, because it puts humans in the Arctic 20,000 years earlier than anyone had previously thought. It's not clear who they were. There's no evidence Neanderthals ever lived in this northern latitude. Early modern humans had only just entered southern Europe from Africa, so anthropologists say it's hard to imagine how they could have made it that far north so quickly. But Ian Tattersall says it's all very possible. He's an anthropologist at the American Museum of Natural History in New York. He speculates the early Arctic settlers had fire and animal hides to stay warm. Their motivation for northward migration was probably food.
We have to bear in mind that cold times were not necessarily hard times for early humans, because those were the times when the environment in those latitudes was open and teeming with large-bodied mammals, which it was relatively easy to hunt.
Animals like caribou and mammoths. The discovery of early human life in the Arctic upends conventional thinking so much that some anthropologists find it tough to suspend disbelief.
I have some reservations about the evidence, to put it mildly.
Eric Trinkhaus is an anthropologist at Washington University in St. Louis. In his mind, there are far too few artifacts to jump to any conclusions. But if more digging confirms that early hunters did settle in the Arctic, it means they were very sophisticated. Trinkhaus says that to survive, they would have needed to share food, build collective shelter, anticipate needs.
Traditional hunter-gatherers who have lived in those kinds of areas, the way that they've done that is by having information exchange over long distances, that is, through social networks.
It's not just anthropologists excited by the findings. Climatologists are intrigued by the possibility that humans lived in the Arctic 30,000 years ago. They've only recently learned the Ice Age had periods of rapid warming when ice melted. Kasper Ammann is a paleoclimatologist at the National Center for Atmospheric Research. He says matching the dates of these Arctic settlers with the warming periods would be very useful.
It would help us to put some better numbers on what the exact change was in terms of regional climatic changes.
And perhaps shed light on humans' ability to adapt. But for now, project leader Jan Mangerud says there's more questions than answers. Did humans really venture so far into the Arctic? Who were they? And how long did they survive?
You know, we don't know. We simply don't know. And we have been talking about it, and no, we don't understand.
Mangerud and his team will go back to the Arctic for more excavations next summer. Allison Aubrey, NPR News, Washington.